You can shop from anywhere doing pretty much anything. You might shop while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast. And however you shop, we all know and love the thrill of the hunt. But do you also know how to get the thrill of the best deals? Because Rakuten shoppers do. With Rakuten, they get the deals they love with the most savings and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Sephora, Nike, and even Expedia if you're looking to get some travel in. And getting cash back doesn't mean you have to miss out on sales because those can just be stacked right on top. It's easy to use and based on a simple idea. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back through PayPal or check. Download the free Rakuten app and never miss a deal. Or go to Rakuten.com to start getting the most bang for your buck. That's Rakuten.
Have you ever watched an apocalyptic sci-fi movie and wondered, could any of this really happen? I'm Carrie Bechet, and on Hypothetical, we explore what-if questions two ways, through speculative science fiction and through insight from the world's most brilliant scientists. And spoiler alert, your favorite sci-fi movies aren't nearly as far-fetched as you may think. Time travel with me into our possible futures on Hypothetical. New episodes every Tuesday, available on all podcast apps. That's Hypothetical, Hyperthetical.
Several times a week, Laura will turn to me after we get into bed and say those six little words I've been waiting to hear all day. Can I read something to you? Once I've said yes, she reaches for an item from her very cluttered nightstand and proceeds to bring that book, blog post, poem, essay, or article to life with her voice. I hope you enjoy listening to her read as much as I do. Here's this week's selection from Laura's nightstand.
Hi, as Scott said, this is On My Nightstand, and I am your host, Laura Cathcart-Robbins. And today I'm going to be reading to you from Blurred Fates by Anastasia Zadek. Anastasia and I both sit on the advisory board of the San Diego Writers Festival. That's how we know each other. But her novel is bursting onto the world this week, so you're getting a special preview treat. And I'll tell you a little bit about her. Anastasia is a writer and a narrative nonfiction performer, an author of Blurred Fates, a hypnotic page-turner about the frightening haziness between past and present. So I'm going to be reading to you from Chapter 5. That's what it's called, Chapter 5. And Anastasia is waiting for some very important test results because she believes that her husband is cheating on her. Right after I tell you about this cool new product that Scott and I discovered.
As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch. And organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/realm.
Are you thinking about getting into Dungeons & Dragons? Maybe you're looking to expand your horizons as a DM or a player. If that's the case, then it's time for you to check out The Dungeon Cast, the best D&D podcast out there that helps you passively learn all about the game just by listening. Find The Dungeon Cast anywhere you get podcasts or on YouTube.
The scent of Daisy Dreamgirl and the sight of my cell phone greet me as I open the car door. Following Dr. Farber's advice, I try to focus for 1 minute on positive thoughts and emotions, shoring myself up. I sit and breathe slowly. Mandarin and jasmine. Johnson's baby shampoo and Crest toothpaste. How clean smells. The way my children's heads fit in the crook between my collarbone and my neck, and the way their bodies melt into mine when they are tired. How love feels. How ordinary can be made extraordinary. I open my eyes and glance down at my phone, the screen blank, black, silent. Retrieving a message from your doctor's office confirming you have a sexually transmitted infection from your husband? How betrayal guts you. I pick up the phone and scroll up. Better to know. I place my finger on the phone icon. Treat it like a Band-Aid that must be ripped off. I move my finger to voicemail. Hover over Dr. Brackman. Get it over with. Press 1 for reception, 2 for the nurse's lines, 3 for test results. A car door opens to my left. A petite, smooth ponytailed blonde in color-coordinated yoga clothes opens up the passenger door next to me. I recognize her instantly. Jessica Parker, committee chairwoman for the 5th Great Cotillion. One of those things I'd never heard of until we moved here. Cotillion is etiquette and dance classes for children by invitation only. I laughed when Jacob told me he was hosting a pancake breakfast at school our first month in town with Jessica Parker because of Cotillion. He heard that she held the power over which children received the coveted vanilla envelopes containing the first invitation to social standing in this community. He was determined to win her over so Logan would receive one. Should I volunteer to verify parents' net worth before the kids get a pancake? I asked. Jacob did not find this humorous. These things are important, Kate. I know you don't see the point, but it's part of our kids' belonging. I want Jess to like us. I didn't see the point. I've since been enlightened. We live in a Southern California movie script, a world in which social climbing is as common as the bright bougainvillea lining the manicured lawns. In this world, I am a liability. I'm awkward, ill at ease. I dress the wrong way, don't know what to say on the sidelines during my children's soccer games. I was the only mom to show up in a swimsuit and shorts for the end-of-the-year pool party at Jess's house and proceed to finish off the last sips of blue Gatorade. It was hot, and naively, I thought we'd all swim. The other moms wore designer sundresses or crisp white capri pants with cute tops, drank chilled Chardonnay. Thankfully, Jess liked Jacob a lot. Logan received the Cotillion invite, and his younger sister, Jacob informs me, well, Becca is a legacy, guaranteed a spot when her time comes. My phone is repeating my options. Jess is staring at me, staring at her. Her look says it all. Why is Jacob with me? I don't belong, never have, and probably never will. And Jess is probably right, because I consider doing things like listening to a message about a stripper contracted STI under her cool gaze while sitting in front of my children's school. I cannot start the car fast enough. With quick mirror checks, I pull out into the semicircle loop drop-off, willing myself to go slowly in the school zone, heading away from home. I listen as the recorded male voice, Dave, instructs me on how to key in my code. I dig under the Visa card in my wallet for the slip of paper on which I've written our Dr. Brockman codes, looking up at the road and then down at my purse, all while driving 45 miles per hour around a curving lane that winds around a horse farm. It takes multiple finger presses and deletions to get the code right. 13440. I cross over a narrow two-lane bridge edging the fields that serves as a venue for large-scale soccer tournaments. A young, disembodied female voice greets me. Hello, Mrs. Whittier. This is Donna, Dr. Brockman's nurse practitioner. Can you please give me a call at your earliest convenience? Just ask reception to transfer you directly to my extension. Thanks. Have a good day. Oh, they don't give negative results on the phone. Jacob's instinct was correct. I'm going to receive bad news. I hit redial, press 1, ask for Donna, give my name. Canned music plays, I drive on. The familiar bubble of anxiety fills my chest. Mrs. Whittier? Yes. Thanks so much for calling back. I wanted to go over your results. I was hoping you might be available to come in later today. Can't we just do it now, on the phone, I ask? Well, Donna says slowly, hedging, Dr. Brockman would prefer it if you came in. I take a breath, crowding the bubble, try to squelch irritation. Is something wrong? Donna sounds scripted. We found it helpful to have these discussions in person, so we can address all your concerns and questions. I picture myself sitting across from Dr. Brockman as he explains how I've contracted herpes or chlamydia from my husband. I try to see how this could be anything other than humiliating and awful. I prefer to know now. My voice is tight. I really don't have time to come in.
Hey, I love that episode, honey, and I want to welcome all of our new Patreon members.
Absolutely. Hey, welcome to our community, and thank you.
And thank you.
Yes. I mean, your dollars support our podcast, and it's because of you that we get to keep bringing you all these incredible stories, like the one you just heard.
Mm-hmm.
We hope you're enjoying all the access to exclusive content, the storytelling video series, and the monthly Zoom hangs. Come hang with us.
Monthly memberships start at just $5. Mm-hmm. I don't know what anyone can buy for just $5 a month anymore.
Not much.
Right? But like she said, we love seeing you all in our Zoom hangs. It's our favorite Zoom of every month. So, honey, which of our Patreons are we shouting out today?
Well, first up is Mercedes Cusick, LMFT.
All right, Mercedes.
Licensed trauma therapist. Mm-hmm. She is a licensed trauma therapist, and she's certified in EMDR therapy, which means that Mercedes has advanced training in complex and developmental trauma. And she's doing something really special called EMDR intensives. So for those of you who don't know, like me, mm-hmm. I didn't know.
I didn't either.
Right? EMDR stands for eye movement desensitization and reprocessing. And it's simply by stimulating both sides of the brain, it helps the brain heal and desensitizes traumatic or upsetting memories.
So let's put it this way. Maybe you've witnessed or experienced a disturbing or traumatic event in your life, a car accident, work-related mm-hmm. events, sexual assault, crime-related traumas, traumatic medical procedures. Maybe you have a severe injury or childhood bullying, military combat, or even emotional abuse.
Yeah. And if you've experienced any of these things, but like so many busy people, you just don't have the time for traditional EMDR, then Mercedes' individualized concierge curated program is for you. These intensives range from like half a day to several days, but they're the equivalent of, get this, 2 to 6 months of weekly therapy.
Wow, that's fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
And I also want to say there's no need to talk extensively about those disturbing experiences. And because these intensive formats decrease treatment time, it also saves you a considerable amount of money in the long run.
Exactly. So if you want to start feeling better now, and why wouldn't you? Right? Then EMDR intensives are the way to go. And California residents, click the link in our show notes to find the link to Mercedes Cusick's website and book your EMDR intensive today. Mercedes Cusick, LMFT, licensed trauma therapist, is located in Woodland Hills, California. See our show notes for the website, which is www.mercedescusick.com.
So what's new with How to Do the Pot podcast, honey?
Ah, yes. Ellen Scanlon.
Ellen.
We love Ellen. Mm-hmm. One of our favorite previous guests has a podcast called How to Do the Pot podcast.
I still think it's one of the best titles.
Right? Mm-hmm. And it's all about demystifying cannabis for women. Recently, they released their new Sleep 101 series. And in these short episodes, real women share how cannabis helps women fall asleep, stay asleep, and not wake up with a weed hangover.
No weed hangover.
Right? And on the regular episodes of How to Do the Pot, every week you can listen to fun, short episodes that answer all the questions women secretly Google about cannabis.
Oh.
How to Do the Pot shares women's personal stories and advice from experts to help with solutions around stress, sleep, sex, Did I say sex?
You did.
And chronic pain, with the goal of helping women feel more confident in their choices about cannabis. So if you're ready for practical advice about weed by women and for women, listen to How to Do the Pot wherever you get your podcasts.
Next up is Cute Booty Lounge.
Cute Booty Lounge.
Yeah, we love having you back, Kelly.
Yes, we do. Do you want to talk about it or do you want me to?
Let's talk about it together.
Okay, so Cute Booty was a concept that was born in Kelly Nishimoto's garage.
Which we talked about in her episode.
We did in 2004, so that was a long time ago. And she was looking to make pants that embrace a woman's curves, particularly what, hon?
The booty.
The booty.
Yeah, she nailed it.
Yeah, she did. But she still wanted it to be polished enough to wear out and about. So her signature is the patented scrunch booty pockets. Cute Booty Lounge is made by women, just like Ellen's How to Do the Pot podcast, by women and for women, right here in the USA. The company is incredible. It's female and minority owned. So tell them where to go, hon.
So go to cutebooty.com in our show notes and order yours today.
Yeah, and what do people always say to me when I wear those leggings, hon?
Cute booty.
Cute booty. And then we still have Kathleen Hahn coming in as a Patreon. Thank you, Kathleen.
Yep. Thank you for your support. We love making content for all of you.
Yes. And we are looking for you on those Zoom hangs, but it's so great to have your support. Thank you for being one of our premier level Patreons and really supporting the podcast. Yep. You're just the best.
We know you're busy and we hope that the podcast is offering you an escape from your real life.
Yes. All right. Thank you, Patreons. On My Nightstand is a special segment of the Only One in the Room podcast. Today's episode was produced by Scott Slaughter, who I call Hun, and executively produced by Christina Barcy, who we call Barcy. Thank you for listening to The Only One in the Room. Please join us each Tuesday and Sunday for an incredible, brand new Only One interview, and every Friday for On My Nightstand, where I'll be reading from something that I love. If you have an Only One in the Room story or a piece of writing that you'd like to share, please submit it to theonlyonepod@gmail.com. From all of us at The Only One in the Room, we wish you dopeness, health, and prosperity.
Hello, dear stranger. I'd like to introduce you to something new, or perhaps something very, very old. The Heresies of Radolf Burntwine is a horror fantasy medical mystery following the titular monk turned traveling medical investigator. Follow Radolf as he navigates a nightmare world in which viruses are gods and the human race are not their favored children. Steeped in history and an aesthetic that can only be described as a combination of occult academia and laboratory Judaica, the Heresies of Radolf Burntwine have been described as Umberto Eco meets H.P. Lovecraft. For more information, check out the Patreon at thorb.info. But take care, dear stranger, for some truths are best left unknown.